In Ode, Lamentation, which might sound contradictory, because bhakti is by nature blissful, and the very word vinod means one who is happy. But we should know that bhakti vinod is always happy. Lamentation. We all want to be happy. It goes without saying. It's axiomatic. Everyone wants to be happy. And even if you say, I don't want to be happy, well, it means you want to be happy by not being happy. Everyone wants to be happy. It's the nature of the soul to be happy. So why do we want to hear about lamentation? Lamentation means a state of distress in which one expresses regret and not doing what one should have done or not having what one thinks one should have. It's a state of expressing regret. It's not a happy mood. It doesn't seem very happy. So why should we hear about that? Why should we want to do that? Well, there are different reasons that we may do. One is sadism, that we become paradukha sukhi, taking pleasure in others' distress. That's possible. Or it could be that we like to share in the depression, but we ourselves feel depressed, and sharing in the depression of others. In the modern world especially, there are many modern, what does modern mean? Anyway, there are many works of art which express lamentation. There's a whole genre of music, whole category of music, which came out of the American black slaves, called blues music. Blue, I'm feeling blue. You're feeling blue, that means your aura is all blue. Not shining and blissful, but dull and depressed. And blues music is an expression. I'm feeling so bad. And people, so many people like to hear that because it gels with their own feelings. Of course, when we say Bhaktivinoda's lamentation, we should understand that he's always blissful. In material consciousness, the unhappiness is unhappiness, and the happiness is also unhappiness. The so-called happiness is actually an experience of unhappiness. It might be difficult for that to understand, but from the Shastric viewpoint, we can understand. If we see a pig liking to eat stool, we don't see that much here on the Mayapur side. More on the Vrindavan side, we're likely to see that. And the pig is taking pleasure in doing so. We can consider that this living being who considers himself to be a pig is actually an eternal servant of Krishna, meant for living with Krishna and being eternally blissful with Krishna. And if we consider that the jiva who is meant to live and love with Krishna is now taking his consciousness has gone so low that he finds eating stool pleasurable, we can understand that even though subjectively, of course the pig doesn't think in terms of subjectively, but the pig feels happy eating stool, what a low platform of consciousness he's come to. That is not actual happiness. And that's true, of course, a pig eating stool is a very low level of consciousness, even considering all the levels of happiness within this material world, but actually all levels of consciousness, all kinds of happiness in this material world, they're all pathetic. They all lead to unhappiness. They're actually experiences of unhappiness even now. What people take to be happiness is simply unhappiness. Whereas in spiritual existence, we find, especially in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are an expansion of those pastimes, there's a lot of apparent distress, not in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, everything is comfortable. In the pastimes of Krishna, there's a lot of apparent distress. In the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also, practically the most exalted expression of spiritual emotions in the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Raghunath Das's Vilapa Kusumanjali. An offering, Vilapa means again lamentation. His lamentation at desiring to attain the service of Radha. So it's lamentation, but it's all bliss. But it's not, we're studying this. We're going to go through this. It's part of your seminar. Is it, what is it? Bhakti Vaibhav? Bhakti Shastri? No. Darshan Chakshu. But in Russian, it's an add-on to the Bhakti Shastri course. It's an optional extra. It's not actually part of the course. So those who have come for studying Bhakti Shastra, they've come to study, to learn. So we're here to learn something. One thing that we can learn is, so there are philosophical principles also. This is all very, ultimately, bhakti shastra is meant to lead us to bhakti, which is Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi. It's when the heart is overflowing with spiritual emotion. So the study of the Shastra is to help to lead us and guide us on the path toward developing or rediscovering or having bestowed upon us the discovery of pure spiritual emotions, which includes also the emotion of lamentation. Now, Bhaktivinod, among all the Vaishnav acharyas who wrote poetry in Bengali, and there are many, many who have done so. More than any, he gave many songs which are very helpful for devotees who wish to come to the stage of pure devotion. They're very helpful for the sadhaka, the aspirant on the path of pure devotion. So, on the one side, we're seeing Bhaktivinoda's pure spiritual emotions expressed as if he is an aspiring devotee. On the other hand, these songs are very helpful for us also to teach us that we should, first of all, we should lament. Our position is lamentable. We shouldn't be content. These is in poetry. Poetry is, by its very nature, an expression of emotion. It's there in any language, every language throughout the world, except maybe a few which are very basic. So Poetry means expressing one's heart. It's heart-to-heart communication. In this case, Bhaktivinoda is communicating his audience. A poet may have an audience, or he may be just expressing his own feelings, but here, to himself. But here his audience is Krishna himself. And others may take advantage of that, of his revealing his heart. And by entering the heart of Bhaktivinoda, we can also open our heart, let his emotions, his desire for Krishna, for serving Krishna, enter our heart. And open our heart, and our feelings for Krishna can open up. So actually we should be very emotional in devotional service. It's not to be imitated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he as a follower, Rupa Nogavara, the best of the followers of Rupa Goswami, he cautioned against imitative following, as Rupa Goswami has warned against in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But he also reveals his heart, his emotions, his aspirations, not only his aspirations, his attainments. Bhaktivinoda has given us his whole life in his songs, as we'll be singing, in these songs he describes or alludes to his life, how he went through his life, and his emotional development also. So it's meant to stir our devotional emotions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, is also very philosophical. Cell phones off, please. He made tremendous contributions of prose writings, philosophical, and his songs are especially well known in the Vaishnav world, in the Vaishnav world that comes through his parampara, which means mostly through the Gauriya Math and through and now ISKCON also, although there are still followers of Bhaktivinoda who are not connected with the Gauriya Math. There are a few here and there. So actually these songs should be so very widely known. It's worth learning Bengali. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the time will come when people of the world will learn Bengali to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we say, well, we have it in translation. That's true, but the effect is not the same. And just reading this translation in English, it can't have the same effect. It's just the nature of language that you can't... When languages are so different as English and Bengali, or Russian and Bengali, you can't have the same effect as the piercing effect of that poetry, heart to heart, it's an expression of his heart. Saraswati Krishna Priya, Krishna Bhakti Tar here. Saraswati, who inspires. Sheshai Binode Bhaiba, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that. Saraswati, who inspires music and song and poetry, she is very dear to Krishna. Saraswati Krishna Priya. Krishna Bhakti is her very heart. So people are inspired in various countries and various cultures and various languages to write poetry. It bubbles up from the heart. It's not something to sit down and calculate and think how to put in order. It just comes. Someone who's deeply emotional, deeply thoughtful, deeply expressive, the poetry bubbles up. That's inspired by Saraswati. It may not even be any particular order. This song, Gopinath, there's no real order in what he says, and he seems to repeat himself again and again, saying the same thing. It's crying. He's crying from the depth of his heart. So we'll have to try to enter into that emotion. Bhaktivinoda, what is he actually? It's not that he's sitting down and thinking, well, I have some time to fill up, but let's write some poetry, he's thinking. There's no other thought. It's simply his heart has become expressed in these words, and his heart is extremely rich with love of Krishna. Shai shai binode bhaibhav. This Saraswati is the glory. She has expressed herself. The Krishna bhakti, which is her heart, she has expressed herself through Bhaktivinoda. So there are many songs in which, well, of course, in all his songs he expresses his devotional emotions, and hopefully with those emotions they'll start to reflect in our hearts also. Of course, it's already there. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, they cannot do so with a stone heart. It's a matter of the heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses so much lamentation in so many songs. And of course, in many songs, he also expresses great happiness. For instance, he says that speaking to Krishna, he says, having surrendered my very self to your lotus feet, I become supremely blissful. So there are many such songs also. A few years ago, I read the PhD thesis or some submission by some mundane scholar who, for some reason or other, had done his PhD thesis on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I don't know why he did it, because he didn't have a clue about Bhaktivinoda. No idea of devotion whatsoever. So he made some comment that he finds Bhaktivinoda to be bipolar. He goes between great lamentation and great happiness. The scholars are fool. Means that Bhaktivinoda, all his emotions are intense. He's an intense, pure devotee of Krishna. So when he expresses happiness, it's great. When he expresses lamentation, it's great. It's all centered on Krishna. Now, in this one song which we've just sung, or a series of three songs, we can see Bhaktivinoda's lamentation. He expresses that in many songs, especially from the Dainya section of Sharanagati. He has a series of 51, I believe it is, songs in his song collection called Sharanagati, The Way of Taking Shelter. Now, if we the verse which describes Sharanagati, Anukulyena Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Varjanam, Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Varjanam, Rakshi Shatiti Vishvasa, Goptrite Varanam Tata, Atma Nekshepa, Karapanye, Sharvidha, Sharanagati. There are six aspects of taking shelter, the way of taking shelter of Krishna, in which the last is given as karpanya. Another word for that is dainya, or a feeling of great humility, feeling oneself to be very low and fallen and hopeless. So that comes as number six in the verse. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his series of songs called Sharanagati, he puts that first. He has songs first he sings on Daina, his own feelings of helplessness. So in all the songs, he's calling out to Krishna. I'm very fallen, I'm very low. Please pick me up. And it's a repeated theme among all the Vaishnav acharyas, Gaurya and non-Gaurya, calling out to Krishna in helplessness. I'm very fallen, I'm very low. Please pick me up. Now, Bhaktivinoda, in expressing himself and in publishing these songs, it's very bold if we consider that from the external point of view, he was a respectable government officer, magistrate. And the Vaishnavas were considered a band of charlatans. But apart from that, even if they hadn't been, for someone in a staid position, do you know what the word staid means? It means sober, respectable, you don't show much emotion. Government magistrate is supposed to be a very, what we would call a balanced kind of person. But to demonstrate such emotion, it's very, in one sense, bold of Bhaktivinoda. And even from the devotional point of view, the other songs of Bhaktivinoda's lamentation, none of them are like this one, in which he's practically hopeless beyond hopelessness. Because in his other songs, he expresses his hopelessness throughout the song, and at the end he says, "Now you are my only hope, Krishna," in each song. But in this song, he says that also, but it's almost that he's almost given up hope, that Krishna, what's going on? Why, you're not saving me. What's wrong? Come on, I'm your servant. You have to pick me up. So it's very bold. Even the devotees might blame him. So the non-devotees might blame him, and the devotees might blame him, he expresses it unashamedly. Now, this song I've recommended to various devotees to sing regularly, because we often hear it said, devotees often say that, I'm chanting, I'm following, I'm trying, but still my mind is full of so many bad things. What do I do? What do you do? Well, you keep on going. There's no other way to clean the heart than the process of devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atma nivedanam. We may say that, well, take strong association, that should help us when we're struggling. But even then, we find sometimes devotees in strong association, they fall away. Kala Krishnadas was in the strongest association possible, that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he ran away. There were devotees who were directly in the personal presence of Srila Prabhupada, day in, day out, as his personal servants, and who left him falling down due to lust. At least there's one case of that. So, what do you do? Well, my answer to this is, first of all, see, okay, you're doing all the things you should, but just check to see if you're really doing everything. If you're not nourishing anarthas within your heart, or are you really doing everything? Is there any Are you really following the process properly? Of course, the process is meant to help us and purify us, but ultimately it depends on the mercy of Krishna. So we have to wait for that mercy, pray for that mercy. And I recommend often this song, that sing this song, call out to Krishna, that I'm doing everything I can, but I'm not very capable. Just please help me. I may not be deserving of mercy, but I'm calling out for it anyway. We should first of all check if we're really doing everything that we should be doing. And then we can pray like this. It's a prayer. Bhaktivinoda is praying in his songs of lamentation. I want you, I really want you. I know that you want me to come to me. You want me to come to you. I want to come to you. But I just can't seem to, I can't reach you, and I can't understand why. And I'm not able to cross this obstacle of material attachments and desires. I really don't know what to do. Okay, I give up. It's up to you. Now, you have to do it. You can do it. Again, lamentation might seem to be something's wrong. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. One on the spiritual platform is always happy. So we should understand this. There is a photo of Srila Prabhupada, which used to, black and white, snapped by Gurudas Prabhu in London. It used to be quite well known until we got thousands and thousands of photos kindly given to us by the Bhaktivedanta archives. But Srila Prabhupada, with his eyes closed and his lips turned down, actually. So he looks very sad. And a devotee mentioned that you look very sad. Prabhupada said that was a moment of ecstasy. So we can't tell. Madhavendra Puri, passing away from this world, lamenting, I couldn't attain Krishna. And his so-called disciple, Ramachandra Puri, comes and says, don't lament, come on, it's the time of death. You should fix yourself in Brahman. Don't lament. And then Madhavendra Puri became upset with him. I said, I'm already suffering so much, I couldn't attain Krishna. Now this rascal's come to instruct me in impersonal realization. And what could be worse than that? So, the devotee is on the highest platform of perfection. We hear descriptions. One of the Ashtashatvik bhavas, or the eight symptoms of ecstasy, one is pralay, or devastation. It can mean practically death. The devotee can almost die in suffering from separation from Krishna. I mean, you might think, well, that's doesn't sound very pleasing. Do we really want, is that what we really want? No, we don't want to be like that. But if we are to love Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered to us, then the lamentation comes with the exaltation. Both come together. And in fact, the lamentation is that yearning for Krishna that is the greatest bliss. That is nairasha paramam sukham. The greatest happiness is disappointment, or when one has lost all hope, then one becomes most blissful. Now we may say, well, that's Bhaktivinoda, he's lamenting on the spiritual platform, but I'm lamenting, I'm lamenting because I couldn't attain Krishna, but Bhaktivinoda gives us a bridge by which we can come from, even though we're racked by material desires which are torturing us, that can be our bridge or our life raft by which we can pray in desperation to Krishna. And that praying in desperation to Krishna will bring us to Krishna. If we're feeling content, yes, everything's nice, everything's and bhakti going on nicely, living comfortably, no problems, enough food, enough clothing, enough money, doing my daily chanting nicely, health is good, everything is nice. And we go on doing our bhakti very nicely, it's all, yeah, everything. But if we're distressed, we can pray more feelingly. Complacency can lead to fall down or just not much progress. So it's not good to be complacent. Of course, it's not good to be full of material desires either. But it's not good to be in that position. And actually, if we're complacent, we should know that we're in a very dangerous position, just like the deer described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, who's peacefully eating grass, not seeing there's a tiger in front of him and a hunter behind him. He's about to be destroyed, but he's feeling very peaceful and happy. Everything's nice. The elephant Gajendra wandering through the forest, on top of the world, king of the forest. And then all of a sudden he was he felt that everything's fine. All of a sudden he was in a terrible position where no one could help him. He couldn't help himself. He thought he was the most powerful. So all of a sudden he became in that hopeless position in which he called out to Krishna. So if we're not saying that everyone should try to put themselves in an uncomfortable situation. This material world, especially in the Kali Yuga, is already physically and mentally uncomfortable, distressing. And on top of that, we have our own rascal minds to deal with, which is the subject matter of this. But that distress can be the even if we're racked with material desires, that can be the platform which we can call out from the bottom of our heart, and really from the bottom, when we get down to the lowest level of consciousness, call out, Krishna, Krishna, please pick me up. Now this is a song to Gopinath, again and again. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls Gopinath, calling out again and again, insistently, Gopinath, 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 I'm not going to let you go. Don't go away. I'm calling you again and again. Yes, I'm calling you. So why is he calling to Gopinath? We may think, well, we should call to Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, among the three deities of the Gauriyas, Madan Mohan helps us to establish our relationship with Krishna and helps us to go beyond material lust. In this material world, we're all Madana Dahana, burned in the fire of lust, incited by Kama Deva, the lord of lust of this material world. And Krishna is Madana Mohan, who bewilders or enchants even Madan. So if we take shelter of Madan, we can become free from material desire. Then we can be connected to Krishna in our sambandha. Our relationship with Krishna is established. And Gopinath is he who calls the gopis with his flute at Vanshivata, at the beginning of the rasa dance. So from mundane lust to entry into the rasa lila is a very great divide. So why does Bhaktivinoda call out for Gopinath? We may think that he'll call for Bhagawan. You are the Supreme Lord. You have the power to help me. Calling out to him officially as Bhagawan. Or Krishna, or Madan Mohan. Why Gopinath? Well, I can offer this explanation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sees that Gopinath, the very name, indicates that he is the personality of unimaginable love. The love between Krishna and the gopis is on a platform that is beyond our imagination. Jogera dhyan nirvishesha gyan ekane na paistiti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in another song. How is that called? What is that? Vraja Gopi Dham. I can't remember just now. I should remember, but I can't. Shara Shaki Shiddhi, Vraja Gopi Dham, Parama Chanchala Shati. Jogira Dhyan, Nirvishesha Gyan, Ekani Napai Stiti. He describes that each individual gopi's perfection, or the very essence of their character, is their own individual loving relationship with Krishna, which is simultaneously flickering. It's very different to the steady love of the queens of Dwaraka, for instance, but it's also extremely chaste. So those who are great yogis, those who are great impersonal philosophers, they have no idea, they have no entrance, nothing. They're far, far, far away from this. This is the platform of pure love. And every single gopi, and there are unlimited gopis, and they have, each one of them has an extremely profound personal relationship with Krishna. Krishna is the Lord of unlimited, unimaginable love. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur states in this song, Krishna himself comes to this world. Jivera karane ashya prapanche lila koileshu bishtar. He comes to show his pastimes for the sake of the fallen conditioned souls. He comes to demonstrate his pastimes within this world to attract us back to that, to bring us back to that. He has so much love, overflowing love. He comes again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Patra patra bichanahi nahishthanashtan jay jaha pai tare kore premodam. The panchatattva, they don't consider who is eligible, who is not eligible, what is a right place, what is a wrong place. Wherever they get the opportunity, they distribute this prem. So they are of inconceivable love. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he asks, can you give a little to me also? You have so much love. You've come to distribute your love. I'm praying. I want to get. Can you give me some? Gopinath, you're Gopinath. He's not praying to Bhagawan. or Paramatma. Paramatma is Upadrashtanu Manta Cha Bharta Bhukta Maheshwar. He's not the overseer of everyone within their heart. He's not the one who says, okay, you did some good work, you get a good result. You did some bad work, you get another result, you get a bad result. He's not posing as the Lord and Master or the enjoyer of this world or the supreme controller. He's Gopinath is not thinking how he is the dispenser of justice. But you know, Thakur is not asking for justice. He's asking for mercy. Justice, if it's justice, then I should go to hell a million times. Amito kamera das, I'm a servant of lust. Bishoi durjana shuddha kama rata. I'm a miserable rascal wrapped up in sense gratification. So he's asking, forget the justice, you're Gopinath, just give me a drop of your love. Of course, we should always remember when singing this that this is the inconceivable nature of the pure devotee. Sarvottam apanake nicha karimani. Who as the top devotee thinks himself to be the most fallen. This is inconceivable. It's very helpful for us who at least some of us, or maybe some of us, can identify that we're more actually in the position of the most fallen than the most elevated. Of course, anyone who takes the devotional service is glorious, but we have to contend with the fact of our residual material desire. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by composing such songs, he expresses his own heart's real feelings. He really feels, I'm shackled by the chains of material desires. Whereas actually he's on the completely perfect platform. But for us, it's very helpful. So for him, it's an expression of his humility. And for us, we can also enter into that humility, not necessarily. If one's on the platform of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then it's a humility, it's a kind of illusion, spiritual illusion, by which one thinks one is very fallen, when one actually is very elevated. But if one is actually fallen and desires to be elevated, then these songs are very helpful also. So Bhaktivinoda is praying to Gopinath, I know I don't deserve it. I'm coming to you, Gopinath. You don't think about who deserves what or any such thing. But I have so many bad desires in my heart which I can't seem to overcome. But really, in the very core of my heart is the desire to love you. You come to this world to call us. So you want to love me, I want to love you. I've got this bundle of material desires. I don't know what to do. Please love me, bestow the power of your love on me, give that to me. I'm not worthy. This song is unique. He almost seems to blame Krishna. Why have you left me alone here? Asura shokal pailo charan binoda takilo. We'll go through it maybe tomorrow, verse by verse. So let's sing it again, and then tomorrow, Krishna willing, we can go through a verse-by-verse translation. You could spend lifetimes just discussing this one song. So, where is it now? already. Gopina. Mama nivedana shuno bishaya durjana shadakamarata kichunahi moraguna gopina. Gopinath, Gopinath, Amara Bharasha Tumi, Tomara Charane, Laino Sharana, Tomara Kinkara Ami, Gopinath. Najani bhakati karme jaramati pareche samsara ghore. Charane sthana mage pamora kaniya kaniya karahe karuna da. Tarite tomara shakoti ke ache papiro ara gopina. Being তুমি তো কৃপা পরবারা, জীবের কারণে আসিয়া প্রপঞ্চে লীলা কইলে সুবিস্তার। চরণ বিনোদ থাকিল বসি, আর নাহি সহে জন্ম মরণ মালা। জাগিছে হৃদয়ে ফাঁদিছে করম ফাঁস, সংসার ভজিনু ভুলিয়া আপন ধনা গোবিনা। রাজনে দণ্ডিয়া এখন শ্রীচরণে দেহস্থান, Vichara tava vimukha dekhiya charanija jane na karo karuna labha. She bhalo hoy kabhu na bujhinu tai heno mama gati. Bara Murhera Mongol to me on the Shibe Eda Shane Knab Eda Shane Abhava Pora Gopi. Kripa kori amara eloile shamsare udhara pai. Dara shuta ghereche amare kamete rekheche gehchere gopina. Shashana Shada Ochetana Vishaye Raya Chekhara Gopina. Kajatana hoilo bifala ekana bharasha tumi.
Gopinath
Prabala Indriya Vashi Bhuta Mana Nachare Vishaya Rati Shiyamara Manake Shamiya Laha Nijapane Bhuchi Baby Pada Ghora Tumi Hrishi Kelcha Hrishi Kama Damiya Tarahe Sanshriti Ghaure Shidhari Bandhana Chediya Binode Karahada Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna.